This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, cut up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. I would absolutely love to bring you the news here in just a hot second. It's about to happen. There we go. Little transition there, and we are ready to bring you guys them headlines. All right. And this in no way has anything to do with the YouTube channel. All right. The world's oldest known Twinkie just turned 50 years old.
Did you see the picture of the couple?
Yes.
They looked so proud.
Is it still in the wrapper?
No.
It looked like they had it in one of those glass dome kind of things.
Yes.
It looked like they unwrapped the Twinkie and then covered it back up. And for whatever reason, they just decided to keep it
never
for
molded?
50 years. Man, I'm looking at this picture and assuming it's the same Twinkie, because let's face it, they could replace it anytime. But
correct.
Assuming that they're telling the truth, there is no mold, brother. Like, yeah. I don't know what Twinkies are made of.
Yeah, they said that there's a couple crumbs that are missing from it, you know, just because basic movement.
Sure.
It's staled out in certain places and flaked, but...
Mike, much like you, for a while there, I was working at an auto auction. I wasn't doing the auctioneering, but I was doing detailing and stuff, like driving the cars back and forth for the drivers. McDonald's French fries, they don't age.
Ever.
Because in the back seats of the car, you get in there to try to vacuum.
Yep.
And you look down there, because you always want to see if there's change first before you just suck it all up in the back. Just get a lay of the land. McDonald's French fries, they look exactly the same.
Which is terrifying.
They're still salted. They're still the same color.
And that McDonald's smell continues to emanate.
No, they smell like McDonald's French fries. I don't know how long they've been in there. I'm detailing a car. Who knows?
That's how I knew the cars that I didn't want to grab, because you'd open them and then you catch that smell. It's like, this is a family car. I know that there's chicken
McDonald's
nuggets. I know that there's McDonald's fries. I know that there's Cheerios. I know there's a melted crayon in here somewhere that I need to get rid of.
Yeah. Also know that you can spray paint cloth seats every once in a while to get rid of a stain.
I don't know what you're talking about, Miles. We used to get spray paint by the box, dude.
Just spray paint cloth.
There was one guy that we worked with that he wouldn't even grab the vacuum. That was just his
move. Oh, he'd just spray paint over everything.
Oh, you bet. You bet. There's an article in The Guardian where a man goes into detail about the hill that he will die on, that he spoils shows and movies for himself before watching them.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I thought the same thing. It's like, really, this is one of the first stories that I'm going to see
That's
coming into this
year.
The
hill you're going to die on is that.
Right. And so I read it, and I kind of get where he's coming from, but I have a point to make when it comes from it. So he says, basically, in this streaming age and this information age that we have, we don't need to spend this entire time dedicating ourselves to a show that we might not like, a movie that will end up be boring or won't pay off in the end. You know, how many times? Oh, the final episode, the show was great, but the last episode sucked. The movie was awesome, but the ending sucked. So now, he will read the synopsis of what it is. He'll read the plot on Wikipedia if he can, and then he will watch like the last 5-10 minutes just to get that big bang ending to see if it's worth it, and then he will then watch it from beginning to end, basically to try to see if it's worth the watch. And I look at that and saying, That's the bet that you take when you watch these things. That is the measure of a good movie, of a good TV show, of anything.
And the truth is, especially with the TV show, I feel like with a movie, you're more likely to be disappointed. Only because it's 2 hours of time. How can you not get this right? A TV show that's been on for multiple seasons, like, look, no matter what you do, you're not going to end it right.
No.
You're just not, right? And people are going to complain.
Tough, yeah.
Name the show. 80% of the people that watched it religiously hated the ending, and that's the one thing they stick to. But I'm like, that's just the negative part. You enjoyed seven seasons of this show, but you didn't like the last episode, and now the whole thing goes down a flame. Well, you're talking to a moron at that point.
Right.
Like, don't worry about
it. Just
right?
Because the last few pages wasn't good doesn't mean the story wasn't.
Look, man, M. Night Shyamalan, whatever you're going to watch from the guy, you're going to like him, not like him. But the point is, he's going to have a twist.
Right.
Maybe the twist is worth it. Maybe it's not. But I feel like if I spoil what that is, it absolutely ruins everything else that I'm watching up front.
Well, and talking about this tactic, that's also what fuels conversations. You know, how many times have we gone in here, you know, all of us were watching The Boys at one point.
Yeah.
That final season's on the way up. We go in, we show up in here, you know, that episode sucked, you know, this part I didn't quite like, this part was awesome. Like, that's the stuff that fuels the conversation. If you just watch it, like, what do you have to talk about?
And also, to me, it's like sports, right? Like, I like the Ravens. They lost yesterday. It sucked. It's devastating. But you sit through the season to cheer on your team. And only one group of fans is going to be happy at the end of the year. And it's whoever wins. Because anyone who doesn't win the Super Bowl didn't do jack, right?
See,
they didn't win. So it's like, but that's part of the joy of it, or the ebbs and flows.
Well, I know for a fact it was often difficult to watch stuff with my kids. Because they were always asking me questions about what was going on. Now, we just rented this movie. I have never seen it either. I don't know what's going to happen. That's the whole point of sitting there. But I understand, because you're a kid and you're curious. I also know adults that I have been in relationships with that do the same thing. And I wish they knew the end so they just shut up.
Right, stop asking.
I don't know. I haven't seen it either. I can speculate.
Right. This is my guess.
I don't know.
Well, and the buildup is just as much of the fun. You know, the wife and I got into wrestling, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to watch WrestleMania because that's the big one, right?
Sure,
but then
yeah.
After a while, I realized I had never seen it before, but I realized it's like, no, you have to watch the lead up to it to understand why it's exciting.
To really understand why that's there.
So we started watching every show throughout the year leading up to WrestleMania 40, which anybody who watched it, that was one of the greatest ones that had happened in recent memory. And having that lineup, having all of that lead up to it, like, that's what made it this huge cinematic thing. Like, if I were just to watch it, I wouldn't understand what was happening.
You're just watching the moves, but not understanding why these guys hate each other.
You need to build that emotional attachment. You need to build up that drama. You need to build up the reason why you're watching it.
That guy's a fool. Yes, I will say, one of the funny things about watching movies with kids, though, is their speculation of things. I remember taking my kids to see the movie Trolls, which I cannot explain how much I hate it, but we're in the theater, and there is a scene where the trolls, your heroes, have been captured by the bad person.
Yes.
And they're going to be eaten. All right? So they're placed in a pot, and then the stove is turned on. And my daughter started sobbing immediately. And I'm looking, I'm like, right, she's like 6 years old. And you got to put yourself in the kid's mind. I'm like, baby, and I couldn't say this in the theater, but like, the chances of them cooking the goddamn trolls in the Trolls movie with a children's audience, it ain't going to happen. I'm just waiting for the end. They're going to be fine. But I couldn't tell her. I had to watch her get through it. They managed to, quote unquote, escape. And I mean, just the elation she had. Like, oh my God. I thought they were going to die. I'm like, and a G, okay.
That'd be awesome if it did, though.
If I made the
Keep
movie.
Keep that in the noodle.
Those
are- The only problem is, it's not G-rated anymore.
No, it is not.
You kill those trolls, they're like, it's got to be at least PG-13.
Director's cut?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Trolls 5. They don't make it out.
Nope. There's a new study claiming that self-driving cars could prevent over 1 million road injuries by 2035. As long as they don't do what that one in Vegas did.
There's always going to be one or two mistakes along the way.
But. I mean, but the other thing, like right now, this is about 2035. You go, in other words, we're still working on it. They'll still slam into the back of a stopped school bus with children getting on and off. But we're going to fix that soon, right?
Well,
now.
But once they do fix it, I mean, it's better than half the drivers on the road who aren't paying attention. At least the car is trying to pay attention.
It is paying
attention.
It's
got one job.
Right.
You know what I mean? It might fail every once in a while. But, you know, I mean, human error is, I would say, greater risk.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right, Miles, I know it's your favorite time, but time to put your thinking caps on. It is time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter M. It is a noun, and it's a plural noun, as they say. So this one's interesting. I give you guys 1% success chance. There is
no freaking way
that you guys are going to get this. But it's a plural noun that refers to notes or other marks written in the margins of a text. Also, to non-essential matters or items. It is a plural noun that refers
minutia.
To minutia. Minutia, not bad. It is marginalia.
Marginalia. Mm.
Ted was getting her to say that if you let him.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I had a bout to that last year.
He thought it was genitalia. I never see your marginalia.
I read that and I was like, "Is that? Am I allowed to say that?
Marginalia.
Put your marginalia away.
Let me see your marginalia, girl.
Apparently, your eye doctor may be able to spot early dementia signals before memory issues start. That doesn't shock me.
There's a lot of things where people looking at your eyes figure out like 15 other things.
Absolutely.
Like last time I got my eyes checked right before we went on break, so December. And they do all their crap. And then when she's talking to me, she goes, "Look, your eyes seem pretty healthy. You know, your vision is still slowly ebbing away, but your eyes themselves are healthy." And she's showing me all this stuff, right? They show you the picture they took. And I'm like, but what am I looking at? And she points at all these different things. And she's like, because this could lead to blah, 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 blah. And it's not eye-related stuff. Your eyes just show the symptoms of your body somewhere else going down. I'm like, Jesus Christ, right. Man. Yeah.
You can read a lot.
Your liver, your pancreas is going through all this stuff. And I'm like, well, do you know what to do? Like, my liver's bad. She's like, yes, recommend you go see a liver specialist. So, yeah. Okay. I just asking.
My bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A U.S. Postal Service driver is facing criminal charges for trying to run over a 10-year-old, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why would you even think that was okay?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 25-year-old Kobe Watkins of Gainesville, Florida. Now, last week, our honoree, he decided that he would commit armed robbery. So he put on a mask, he grabbed a gun, and he headed to BJ's Meat Market. Then he broke into a cash box, stole over $1,000 in cash, and he ran off. Well, naturally, the police were called. Officers responded quickly. They set up a perimeter, and they managed to arrest Kobe without incident. Now, in spite of having been wearing a mask, the cops easily identified Kobe because the only article of clothing that he wore during the robbery was, in fact, the mask. He was 100% naked, put a mask on, went in with a gun, and he robbed the place, as they say, without incident. People gave him the money. But yeah, the cops managed to identify him because he was the only naked person within the perimeter, completely naked. So basically, when they saw the naked guy holding $1,000 in his hands, they knew they had their man. Because as they pointed out, one of the problems with that, aside from being obvious, is he had no pockets to put the cash in. Just like when we spotted the guy, they're like, he's naked, he has a handful of cash, and a gun, that's our guy. Arrested without incident, charged with all kinds of things, armed robbery, etc. But like they also added on exposure of genitalia. Yes, indeed. Wear more than a mask. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.